I think it probably goes without saying that they have a built-in pool of people to rent from them who work at the center. They didn't say it, but I mean, it seems pretty obvious.
Do you go on a fishing expedition with the municipalities to feel their temperature?
I think that's the right answer.
Yeah.
That was from the recuser.
I mean,
I want that in the minutes.
I mean, we're not going to know how receptive these local governments are to us helping Main Street projects unless we ask. And knowing that some would be receptive and some wouldn't was why we didn't develop a UTEP and said that when we're faced with a real application, and the only place we've ever had people come to us on Main Street projects have been in the village of Monticello like 10 times and nothing ever happens.
So we're in the middle of a COVID situation where, as Paul said, many restaurants in Manhattan are closing. Everybody, we're making decisions today based on how we felt 2 years ago. And so we may want to think about making decisions on where we are today that we want to try and assist in bringing the world back a little closer to normal in this period of time. And if it's a deviation that we don't typically, we can make it each time when things open up and the world changes, then we might think differently. But I think we need to put on today's hat for tomorrow, not yesterday's hat for today.
That's a very good point. Unfortunately, every person you talk to will say one thing. They have no idea what's going to happen.
Right, but we want to, if we can get something open that isn't on the way closing for a short period of time, I think we might want to think about it. That's an overall comment. It has nothing to do with this project, the Center for Discovery, or anything. That's a comment made about Main Street and what Walter's saying. I think we should discuss with the municipality what their vision is for themselves and then potentially make a decision.
Well, then what would happen is the board would instruct Jen to start the process of notifying the impacted taxing jurisdictions of a deviation request. And IDA staff and maybe a cohort of a few board members should come up with what they think the appropriate program is. And again, I go back to the fact that for things like a manufacturing policy or a tourism policy, we have a fairly rigid set of standards. When we were trying to figure out what to do with Main Streets, when we had a few roundtable meetings organized by Steve White, we came to the conclusion that you just can't predict what people are going to be proposing to put on a Main Street. So instead of sending out a UTEP notice to 15 towns, 6 villages, and 8 school districts, that it would be better to at least take the first few of these one at a time. I don't know whether that remains good logic, but I think that kind of echoes what Howard's saying.
I think the important thing is to take the initiative, which is what Howard's saying.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. So, Jen, that's your direction from the board, I guess, to go ahead with processing a deviation request.
Okay. Thank you.
And I do want to have the last word, Jen. I do want to reflect that my discussion was a global one about the direction of the IDA, not specific to a project.
Okay, that's noted. Thank you.
Okay, the next item is discussion and approval of fiscal year 2021 budget and financial plan, which was part of the packet.
So, I think that staff should be commended for what a great job they did with this year. It's hard to find anything in here to suggest be changed this time. I think they did a great job.
Any questions of the board to staff on any of the items on there?
Nope.
So this is really just, it's not a vote, I don't believe. It's just really Any questions?
You approve the budget by just a motion, a second, and a vote. There's no resolution.
Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve the budget as presented.
Paul.
I'll second Susie.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Great job. What I'd like to do at this point is I want to go into executive session for a personnel issue, but there won't be a vote after, so I'd like to either just keep it open and take care of the other two agencies.
So you can recess this meeting and open the meeting of the other two agencies?
Yeah. So I'll ask if there's any public comment. Are there mics on or?
Yes, the only member of the public is the press today, the Democrat.
Okay.
So I won't get a picture in front there.
Okay, then a motion to recess until we're done with the other two agencies.
All right, do we have to call in?
No, we're going to do the other two agency meetings on this Zoom call, Paul, and then after we finish the meeting of the two LDCs, then go into executives. We'll end up adjourning those two meetings and then returning to the IDA meeting and then going into executive session.
My only question is, we're staying with this meeting. We're going to have to dial in again, right?
Not now. We will later, but not now.
All right. Well, hopefully someone will send out the number at the right time. Okay.
I was trying to avoid going back and forth. That's why I'm handling it this way, Paul.
No, it's fine with me. Just tell me where to dial.
Well, let me ask you this, Jen.
Yes.
Can you tell who's on that we may not have to go if everybody gets off?
Yeah, I can see who's on, and yes. If you want to do executive now, I can put Matt Shortall into the waiting room and bring him back.
One other time, after thinking about it, I'd prefer to call in because I'm going to have you speak first, and then I'm going to ask you to get off too, so we won't be able to see who's on it. So
we need to call in for the executive session.
To call in. It's not going to work the other way, so I changed my mind.
Just as long as you send out the number.
I'm going to make a motion to recess this meeting so that we can go into our next
talk. Okay, second on that?
All right, I'll second that, Susie.
All in favor? Aye. Okay.
Aye.
So I'd like to call.